Task 2. For questions 11 to 18, choose the best answer, A, B, or C, according to what the speakers say, and transfer your answers to the answer sheet. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute and 30 seconds to read the options. 0 is the example.
I think television is certainly very present in British society. The average person in this country is watching 24 hours or so of television a week, so a very, very big presence. And big events, whether it's the Golden Jubilee or some very major news event like 9/11, I think do bring the whole country together. But there's a lively debate on how profound its broader influence is. My own suspicion is that most people take a lot of television with a pinch of salt. It's on in the background, but may not affect them too much.
What changes do you see occurring in British TV over the next few years?
Increasingly, we can see television as just one part of home entertainment. It's just one way in which people can entertain themselves in the home. And I think, whereas 20 years ago, TV channels competed against each other, today we compete against DVDs, against the internet, against texting on mobile phones and so on. So I think the ways in which you'll see television change in Britain, as indeed in Spain and other countries, is largely in reaction to these other technologies and to the way in which digital television changes TV itself, for example, by enabling interactivity, enabling viewers to, in various ways, feed information into the television. And it means that you can't rely on viewers finding you by accident. You have to make sure you've got programming which is strong enough, attractive enough, compelling enough, that people will actually go and hunt you out.
Is TV turning us more and more into couch potatoes?
The television is on in the household for many hours of the day. But for much of the time, actually, far from being couch potatoes, people are going about their lives, doing other tasks with the TV on in the background. I think television is much more like radio in that respect than we sometimes think. But what I do think we can do, particularly for children, is to try to encourage them to think critically about television and to concentrate on finding worthwhile programmes, and if they can't find a programme which is worthwhile, to turn the TV off. And I think that actually educating children on when to watch and when not to watch would be, you know, a good thing to do.
Why have reality shows proved so popular with the public?
To me, reality television is a form of documentary. The purists hate this to be said, but I think it's self-evidently a form of documentary, which has proven very, very popular as a genre in British TV over decades. The public love seeing people rather like them living out their lives, being confronted with issues and so forth. in a very intimate and direct way. And reality shows like Big Brother have an immediacy which is new. There's a very intense intimacy and immediacy about them. And crucially, unlike traditional documentary, where you know that the programme makers are in charge and you know that everything has been sorted out and the story has happened before you see the programme, the best of the reality programmes unfold in front of you in ways that you can't predict. The only way of making sure you find out what happens is by watching, and that's a very powerful, it's a very powerful idea in television.
How would you define the BBC?
The BBC is a 20th century creation, but it feels like it's as old as the Roman Catholic Church. It feels like it's been there for thousands of years and existed when the pyramids were being put up. It's a repository of a large chunk of Britain's idea about its culture and our sense of our collective life together. So it runs very, very deep in our culture and in our society. But it's very British in that rather absurd way. It's quite a stuffy institution, and the public want it to be stuffy. I mean, they want a slightly stuffy middle-class BBC. It's got lots of strange traditions, and it's got its way of doing things. I think television is certainly very present in British society. The average person in this country is watching 24 hours or so of television a week, so a very, very big presence. And big events, whether it's the Golden Jubilee or some very major news event like 9/11, I think do bring the whole country together. But there's a lively debate on how profound its broader influence is. My own suspicion is that most people take a lot of television with a pinch of salt. It's on in the background, but may not affect them too much.
What changes do you see occurring in British TV over the next few years?
Increasingly, we can see television as just one part of home entertainment. It's just one way in which people can entertain themselves in the home. And I think, whereas 20 years ago, TV channels competed against each other, today we compete against DVDs, against the internet, against texting on mobile phones and so on. So I think the ways in which you'll see television change in Britain, as indeed in Spain and other countries, is largely in reaction to these other technologies and to the way in which digital television changes TV itself, for example, by enabling interactivity, enabling viewers to, in various ways, feed information into the television. And it means that you can't rely on viewers finding you by accident. You have to make sure you've got programming which is strong enough, attractive enough, compelling enough, that people will actually go and hunt you out.
Is TV turning us more and more into couch potatoes?
The television is on in the household for many hours of the day. But for much of the time, actually, far from being couch potatoes, people are going about their lives, doing other tasks, with the TV on in the background. I think television is much more like radio in that respect than we sometimes think. But what I do think we can do, particularly for children, is to try to encourage them to think critically about television and to concentrate on finding worthwhile programmes, and if they can't find a programme which is worthwhile, to turn the TV off. And I think that actually educating children on when to watch and when not to watch would be, you know, a good thing to do.
Why have reality shows proved so popular with the public?
To me, reality television is a form of documentary. The purists hate this to be said, but I think it's self-evidently a form of documentary, which has proven very, very popular as a genre in British TV over decades. The public love seeing people rather like them living out their lives, being confronted with issues and so forth in a very intimate and direct way. And reality shows like Big Brother have an immediacy which is new. There's a very intense intimacy and immediacy about them. And crucially, unlike traditional documentary, where you know that the programme makers are in charge and you know that everything has been sorted out and the story has happened before you see the programme, the best of the reality programmes unfold in front of you in ways that you can't predict. The only way of making sure you find out what happens is by watching, and that's it's a very powerful idea in television.
How would you define the BBC?
The BBC is a 20th century creation, but it feels like it's as old as the Roman Catholic Church. It feels like it's been there for thousands of years and existed when the pyramids were being put up. It's a repository of a large chunk of Britain's idea about its culture and our sense of our collective life together. So it runs very, very deep in our culture and in our society. But it's very British in that rather absurd way. It's quite a stuffy institution, and the public want it to be stuffy. I mean, they want a slightly stuffy middle-class BBC. It's got lots of strange traditions, and it's got its way of doing things.
You now have 1 minute and 15 seconds to transfer your answers for task 2 to the answer sheet.